All right, so full disclosure, we do this podcast every single week after, you know, all of our post-show duties and obligations. And first of all, I'm out of breath.
I know. We both did push-ups.
We both did push-ups. So St. Jude is doing this thing, encouraging people to do 100 push-ups every day in the month of September. And
I think I'm down like 600 at this point.
I know. Yeah, your Vermont trip really screwed you over.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. I'm going to
set you behind.
Try to get back on track here.
I've stayed on track, not to brag. So we just decided to knock a couple out while we were waiting for Melissa. And I think waiting for Melissa is kind of the theme of where we're going with this, because Kyle's doing more push-ups, in case you're wondering, and I'm still out of breath. I apologize. This is not great podcasting. Hey, Mel, come on in. Have a seat. Yes.
Thought he wasn't in the mood to do his push-ups.
Have a seat, Mel.
Okay. I'll try.
Wait, are you talking about for this Friday?
No. Like not in the mood.
Kathleen Madigan.
Is joining us for One's Gotta Go. So there's a little secret, a little behind-the-scenes action there. Kathleen Madigan will be joining us for One's Gotta Go. If you're listening to this on Thursday, it'll be tomorrow morning, so make sure you tune in. If you're listening to this after then, hope you tuned in. Check the Best Of podcast. Check our other podcast feed to check it out.
Always working.
I knocked out 50. How many push-ups did you knock out?
I'm at 50.
You're at 50?
I did 20.
You did 20?
Yep.
Okay. And are you're not all caught up. You started over?
Yep. Okay. I got too far behind.
Okay. And
I'm going to try to do 150 each day to catch up.
Do you think you'd be able to do that? How many days would it take you to catch up?
I don't know. I haven't done math yet. I got to figure that out. I got to figure out when I stopped, because I did some in Vermont, but I didn't do 100.
That's kind of what happened to me, too. I just lost track, so I'm like, I think I just need to start over.
I guess I'm the only one that cares about St. Jude.
But definitely missed days, too.
Well, I missed days, but I made them up.
Yeah. He says he made them up. I don't know if I
have you guys seen my arms? I'm jacked now.
You are?
I have noticed. No joke, I'm not joking you. I've noticed, like, oh, I'm a little more defined. Not much, but it's like...
Wow, well, brag about it.
Okay.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry, the one guy that's doing the push-ups. Yeah, you know what? I am going to brag about it. Okay? Yeah, I'm bragging.
Okay.
I'm chiseled.
Stop yelling.
I am jacked.
You're getting weird now.
I am jack-stacked. Everyone, I turn heads when I walk out the office. And sometimes in the office, some of our bosses have turned their heads when I walked by. Not going to name names, because I feel like that's an HR violation.
Okay. Did you get that off your chest?
My chest, my overly large chest that has gotten bigger through doing the 100 push-ups every day? Yeah, I think I have got... Oh, no, wait. Oh, never mind. Those are just my large pectoral muscles.
All right, man.
Anyway...
Anyway, what's up?
Nothing.
Sorry, I meant to say. Anyway, push up is what we're doing. 100 of them. I did 50 already today.
Cool.
Great. So anyway.
Yeah, man. It's really fun when we all do something together. And then
it's really fun when we all do something together and then two of you back out.
And
you bail
somebody
out.
Gets like overly defensive.
Melissa legitimately just said today. I'm not joking. This is quote verbatim. Austin, you are so much better at radio than me. And then she also said... No, I'm kidding. She did not say
that. Whoa. I believe it.
What?
No. But she really did say... She brought up in studio. She goes... I've got our buddy Joey in sales who's going to be working out with me. He's going to be my workout buddy. We're going to the gym here in the office or whatever... Mm-hmm. Like twice a week or whatever, and he's gonna be my accountability partner. She goes, because I need that. I need the accountability. Otherwise, I just won't get it, which I think is completely fine. Like, that's everyone needs accountability. Yeah. I need accountability. We all need accountability for stuff like that, especially stuff you don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah.
But then I just looked at Melissa and I said, Melissa, you work every day from 6 to 9 with two accountability partners that have tried to keep you accountable for the push-ups. Which is a form of working out.
It's getting really defensive about the push-ups again.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Kyle!
Hey, look, I'm behind, so I can't technically trash talk anybody, though I'm trying to get back on track. But I do think it should be noted that I am training for something.
I knew that was going to come. Okay. Jesus. I thought, okay, this is going to be the first time he doesn't bring up the marathon. And you still ended up bringing up the marathon.
You said marathon. I said I was training for something. It could have been anything. Thank you for bringing
up the
marathon.
Are you training for anything else other than a marathon?
Wouldn't you like to know, Brainiac?
I'm just going to delete this entire podcast, except for the part talking about me with the
part.
I'm the only one that doesn't brag around here.
Well, what would you even brag about?
Jesus. That was rude.
That was very rude. That was mean. I'm sorry. I didn't
brag about being a good mom and making sure my son does his homework. Because I am always on him for doing his homework.
And
he's 12.
Is he doing it?
Most of the time.
He needs accountability partner.
He needs accountability partner is what he needs, honestly.
And that's me.
Melissa, because I feel like we have tried to keep each other accountable for stuff, and we've failed spectacularly.
Sometimes, yeah.
Is that just because you work too closely with us? You need someone who you aren't in the weeds
day? No, you missed the whole accountability thing, what I meant. What I meant by that is when we are trying to be accountable to each other for doing these 100 push-ups a day, mm-hmm. we don't do all 100 of them together, and we don't check in after work about them. Sometimes we do once in a while,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but it's not every day, and it's certainly not on the weekends, which the weekends is where I end up falling short.
I
will forget.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I did text you guys over the weekend.
I was on vacation, so I got to ignore you guys.
Yeah, okay.
And
that is true, because when some people here go on vacations, they make it a point to emphasize how much they ignore us.
Hand raised. That's me. He's referring to me.
Yeah, I know.
When I go on vacation, I don't want anything to do with you people.
I know.
I'm on vacation.
You've
I don't want to think about work.
You made it crystal clear. We're not work. We're people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
Some of my relationships with you guys is work. I have to work at it every single day.
I've never met anybody more than Austin who cannot wait to get away from his coworkers.
Oh my gosh. When I leave here, it's the best moment
in
the day.
I'm telling you.
I love my boss, Marcy. I love Lord Duncan, the program director of XRT. I love a lot of people that work here.
But
no, there's no but.
He doesn't love us.
I know. Wow. Thanks, buddy.
If you guys want to draw those conclusions, you can.
No wonder he doesn't.
I'm not
going to
say you're wrong, but I'm not going to. No, I don't understand. So when you guys are on vacation, you guys like to check in with work.
I feel guilty if I don't check in a little bit. I do feel like I need to. I came from a place where. Even on vacation, I would call in to work.
Right.
And it would still be part of the show so that we weren't. So
sure.
It was still part of it's an ever going, moving thing. The
sure.
show is.
Sure.
Ever evolving. So no, I would never just disappear.
Okay. But
at previous stops, I would have to check in to at least your email.
Okay.
Make sure you were up to date and were following along.
Which, okay. And I get both of those examples. However, all three of us, I would say, not come from bad work environments?
So what does that have to do with
us now?
So
I'm saying this is a good work environment, meaning we don't have to check in on vacations.
Maybe we like checking in because we're all friends.
Don't do this guilt trip. Look, if I'm on a trip, I don't want to be put on a guilt trip.
Oh. It's interesting considering this podcast started with a guilt trip.
Oh, you guys not doing the push-ups that we agreed to do at the beginning
He's
of September?
Doing it again.
Wow.
How it all comes full circle.
What's that? Oh, I got my text from United Airlines. I guess my guilt trip is coming up here any minute.
You know, when they say when you fly, they say, don't let your arms get tired. And when you do push-ups, they also say, don't let your arms get tired.
My joke was funny, man. I got one person in here to laugh at my joke.
Okay.
Hey. Technically, it's still a Team Melissa
it
day.
Is no, it's not. No, it is not technically
all right,
a Team Melissa
day. Don't get me started
day.
On all
no,
this
there
because,
was a, okay,
that,
there...
because your both lack of listening, okay, is what caused it to not be a Team Melissa day, which it was supposed to be. And let me just explain this, that we flip a coin every day in the studio.
Yeah.
Kyle does, and Austin and I try to find out which day is going to be our team
it's
with
basically
Kyle
winning,
backing
winning
us.
Over custody of Kyle is
For
what
the
it
day.
Is. It's mm-hmm. the because they're, it, with a tripod... There needs to be teams, and there needs to be, you know, Kyle has to be like the mediator.
Yeah.
And he was for like the first like probably, you know, 6 months of him working here. And then we're like, screw that. We need Kyle on. You need to pick a side. And so then we started flipping a coin.
Yeah.
And we brought this up on this podcast before. What we haven't done is brought it to air. We need to bring it onto the show, onto the radio show.
Yeah, I think we need to do that too. And probably with video every day too.
Right. And so today with the coin flip, there was like a controversy. The first, I think, real controversy.
Which is quite incredible considering who the three of us are.
Yeah, oh, without question. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised none of us have like played under protest at all. Like,
I am playing under protest right now.
I know. And
look, right now.
And let's bring it out. Let's explain what happened.
Yeah, let's do it.
So
yesterday, which was Wednesday.
So we take turns each day of who gets to call the coin.
Right.
And so you pick the state of what coin you want, and it's all on this website.
I literally searched coin flip on it.
Yeah, it's like coinflip.com.
That's how much we really dive into this.
And you choose the quarter that you want. We only do quarters.
Yeah, from which state?
From which state. And then you say heads or tails.
And then he hits the button. Kyle hits the coin flip button. It flips the coin. Mm-hmm. And if whatever, obviously, the rest is easily explainable.
Yeah.
It's like if you say heads and it's heads, then and Austin picked heads, then it's
yesterday,
Team Austin.
Yesterday
Austin,
I said New Jersey tails.
And it came up heads.
It came up heads. We so Melissa bumped. Won. And then today, it was Melissa's turn to choose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I picked Pennsylvania, and as per usual, nobody listens, and I said,
just wait,
and I said, hey, the last few times, and I've done it on purpose, because I kept losing when I would say heads, and it would be tails,
sure,
and I'd pick heads, it'd be tails, so I said, screw it, I'm not doing it anymore, I'm just going to pick tails, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to stop picking tails. I'm going to pick heads.
Pennsylvania tails.
You said Pennsylvania.
No.
That's what you said.
No, it's not. I had been picking tails. God, I'm getting so
confused.
No.
You had been picking heads, and then you said, finally, I'm going tails.
Pick tails.
So you said Pennsylvania tails, and then we said, okay, all right. And then we like joked around, and then you get one last burn right before we flip. You get one last burn of me.
And you burned off.
And Kyle has to fist bump it no matter what you say. And so you burned me, and Kyle laughed. And
I said out loud, Pennsylvania tails.
No, you said Pennsylvania heads.
Nope, because it came up heads today.
Oh.
Look, it's so, see, we can't keep any of it.
Well, no, I...
Regardless, you said the opposite of what Melissa claimed she
said.
But
there is always a foolproof, we thought, plan, which was...
You confirm it right before the flip.
Right before the flip, you confirm it, and I have never once flipped when somebody hasn't said yes or correct. Because there have been times where I would say, like, New Jersey heads.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa will be like, no, I meant New Jersey tails. And we go, okay, so New Jersey tails, we've always done that.
It's like sitting in the exit row of an airline. You have to get verbal confirmation.
So it's very interesting that one side here is really harping on people for not listening.
Yes, that's
what?
Where...
When
what?
They themselves then confessed...
Confirmed the wrong coin flip, according to her.
They were also not listening.
I was just excited. And, they, you know, I didn't confirm or deny. I was like,
no,
let's
you definitely,
go!
No, you definitely said yes. You definitely said yes. Because I heard that. I didn't hear you.
I believe you heard that.
No, I believe you. I believe you that you probably said the
opposite.
Yeah,
I don't doubt it. I could have heard tails.
But
in my head,
but all I did hear was Kyle say, Pennsylvania tails?
I heard him say that.
And you said yes, and he flips it. And
just
boom.
Got excited.
And then it came up heads.
And so Kyle fist bumped me, and Melissa was like, what are you talking about? That's what I called.
Right, because what ended up happening is I did the heads, it wasn't working out, so I kept picking tails. And so I was winning with tails, and I thought, oh, sure enough, I better finally switch it, because it's due to be heads
sure,
again.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I'm like, Pennsylvania heads. And I think what ended up happening is Kyle heard me say, I always pick tails, and it's, you know, it's going to not come up again. And I think so he heard me explain it. Mm-hmm. So he said it. And I was just excited in the moment. And I was like, yes. And then he flips it, and it was heads. I thought I won. I thought I won. It turns out I didn't win, but I felt cheated. And now nobody won today, and it was left.
Yeah, we had to null the coin flip.
I offered to reflip, and I was turned down.
No, because I won. I don't want to reflip.
Yeah, no, I agree with the not reflipping. Today is null and void. It's a nobody day. So Kyle gets a day off. I told Kyle he's like the genie at the end of Aladdin. You are free for today only. And then tomorrow you have to get those shackles back on your wrists and become either Team Austin or Team Melissa with a new coin flip.
Do you know what?
And you I will allow you to call the coin flip tomorrow.
As you should. Yeah. It's my turn.
Okay, well, technically today was your turn and you...
But today's null and void,
you
remember?
You bungled that like there were some push-ups for St. Jude.
Oh, whatever. All right, this is what I want to know. You know what we've never done?
What?
Ever. Flipped it. Flip it. Get it? From this to we've never asked you, Kyle, how you feel about being the head of each team. What's it feel like?
Yeah.
What's it feel like coming from your side of things?
What do you mean?
Like having to like constantly be on some, like going into the day not knowing who you're going to support.
And having to support that person no matter what they say. Yeah, and no matter what they do.
It's true. Because there will be days where we'll like make fun of Kyle and we'll be like, ah, oh, it's a great joke. I have to fist bump it. It's a thing from Melissa and it's a Team Melissa day.
No, it's usually pretty good. I'm trying to think. There was a time or two...
Where you were like a Team Austin day and you were like pissed at me for something?
Yeah. More specifically, annoyed with you.
Yeah.
And then I was
you don't get annoyed with me, do you?
No, you're a perfect angel.
That's what
perfect.
I thought.
There was never once a time where you I said we technically today, can't flip a coin because I'm upset with somebody here. That did happen once.
I have to know better than to give him sometimes. I'm like, I don't know my boundaries.
No,
I don't know my boundaries in a few different instances.
Yeah.
I'll try to push my boundaries a little bit.
I know where your boundaries lie. And that's at about 20 push-ups a day.
Yep.
Well, yeah, what if it was a St. Jude, like 21?
It was just 21 push-ups a day?
Yeah.
Then Melissa would do 6.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, she would do 6 push-ups a day.
I don't need to be jacked like you. I don't need to be like
Thank
that.
Thank you. You admit it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Damn, you guys noticed. I'm getting so swole. Come on now. Give me my creatine.
I just hate him so much.